It's not just the national capital in the spotlight because of sexual assault allegations. A review has found sexual and discriminatory harassment is prevalent in the South Australian Parliament. The allegations range in seriousness from sexually suggestive comments to physical assault. And as Caroline Winter reports, both houses of the state parliament are being urged to adopt the review's recommendations for cultural change.
They're the findings that couldn't be more timely nor damning. The Equal Opportunity Commission surveyed all staff in the South Australian Parliament. Just over a quarter who responded reported experiencing sexual harassment, from offensive jokes and comments to indecent exposure and physical assault. State Greens MP Tammy Franks is not surprised.
This building needs to change. It's got a sick culture. It's got a sexist culture. And the report comes as no surprise to many of us who work here.
Eight people detailed their specific experiences of being sexually harassed by an MP or their staff in the last 5 years. But almost 80% of the respondents who reported experiencing sexual harassment didn't report it. And the report found complaints made against MPs were handled particularly poorly.
I hope it will be taken seriously. I hope that we don't just see some hand-wringing, some outrage, and then silence and inaction. That's what's happened before. I hope we don't let that happen again.
The Acting Equal Opportunity Commissioner made 16 recommendations, including training for MPs and staff, a new centralised parliamentary human resources division, and a code of conduct for MPs. South Australia's Deputy Premier and Attorney General Vicky Chapman says she doesn't want victims of harassment in Parliament to suffer in silence.
Support's the first thing. Secondly, not to sort of re-victimise people in this situation and be able to give them a process where they can step up and feel confident about saying, this has happened to me, it's unacceptable, I've been hurt by it and I want it to stop.
The state Labor opposition says it will support most of the recommendations. Labor leader Peter Malinauskas says he hopes parliamentarians see it as an opportunity to fix the workplace culture.
And I think there's a responsibility upon every member of the parliament, and I think that's particularly true for leaders of political parties like myself, to make sure that we take this report and use it as an opportunity to try and improve a workplace which clearly is deficient in some pretty basic areas.
The review was ordered last year after a former Liberal, Sam DeLook, was accused of assaulting a crossbench colleague at a Christmas function in Parliament House in 2019. He's been charged but is yet to enter a plea. This new report has been tabled in the South Australian Parliament. Karen O'Connell is Associate Professor of the Faculty of Law at the University of Technology, Sydney.
There is nothing in it that surprises me. It is very consistent with what we know about sexual harassment more broadly.
The Australian Human Rights Commission found 72% of Australians over 15 have experienced sexual harassment in their lifetimes. And in the previous 12 months to 2018, 23% of women and 16% of men reported being harassed at work. Dr. O'Connell says in workplaces that are closed, like the law and politics, there's a bigger issue around harassment.
There are alliances, there's party politics that mean that there are things at stake if people speak up. And then there's very unfair pressures on people to stay quiet. And those overlay the more general pressures that there are on people not to speak up about sexual harassment.
She says the laws to address harassment have failed because they require the harassment to have already happened and the person who's been hurt is the one who needs to make the complaint.
And I think that is looking at the problem exactly the wrong way around. And what you need to do is what you've done in South Australia, which is look at the whole environment of a workplace or institution and change the culture before you have individuals harmed.
Dr. Karen O'Connell from the Faculty of Law at the University of Technology, Sydney. Caroline Winter reporting.